we really have to be spiritually reminded. We have to constantly remind ourselves that we weren't just called out of the world. We were chosen to live a different life than this world lives. We can deal with things day in, day out, whether it's eating out, which I did figure out. From now on, when we go out to eat, she's going to order my food. But whatever it is, you know, we're going to deal with things. And you know, you may consider this suffering or frustrating. You know, it doesn't really cause any pain, you know, so you can't really call it suffering. But I do know one thing, it can cause sin pretty easily. You know, for instance, yesterday, driving over to the outlet stores, you know, you got to make a left-hand turn across traffic coming the opposite way. And we're driving along, pulling in behind the car, stops in the middle of the turn. So what do? You push them through? I wanted to. No, not really. I don't really think that way. But that is one thing that we do have to be mindful of, our reactions, our carnal mind reactions. You know, the first thing that comes to mind, yeah, run them over. Push them through the parking lot. No, be patient. Even though there's a semi coming 80 miles an hour up the street, you have to be patient. So one of the things that we have to keep in mind, though, is to always stay humble. When we work through these things, keep a humble attitude. And if we look, let's take a look over in Romans. In Romans 8 and verse 5, we'll go 5 through 7. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So we have to live according to the Spirit. This is what has been instilled in us when we're baptized. It was a great gift, God's Spirit. So we have to live by it. Verse 6, for to be carnally minded is death, especially after we know the truth. If we constantly turn back to the ways of this world, carnally thinking and retaliation and anger, and we look at the things that are happening everywhere, you know, this shooting, recent shooting in Oregon, and it's really no surprise. Why is it such a big surprise? I mean, you look at it in the cities every day, whether it's Denver or Portland, wherever. There's shootings every single day. People are dying, and there are multiple shootings, multiple times, different areas of town. It's just really a nasty thing. So we can't be caught up in these kinds of things and retaliation. But, you know, we have to be spiritually minded, and that is life and peace, as verse 6 says. Verse 7, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can it be. It can't be because it doesn't have God's Spirit, first off. And secondly, even if people think they can be spiritually minded without God's Spirit, it's impossible. So going on, we look at Romans again in verse 8. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. And this is where we were called and chosen to be different. We are to please God. Flesh can't please God. We know that. So we have to live in the Spirit. Let's turn over to Galatians. Galatians 6. Verse 8, Galatians 6 and verse 8. For he who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And this is the key. We have to seek everlasting life and fulfill God's purpose. Living in this way of life can be very difficult and challenging. But this is the benefit to having God's Spirit, is we have help and we can always call on Him. We have to constantly seek wisdom from God. We have to walk in love. We have to understand the will of God. Ephesians 5:17, we can turn over there, but I'll quote 5:17, is, "Do not be unwise, understand the will of God." If we understand the will of God, we know the will of God is to be love and kind and tolerant of each other, especially of each other and the world. We can't look at each other and say, look at that. That person is doing this or that person is doing that. We look around this room and we say, look at this. Look at this love. This is great. This person's talking to that person talking to this person, and we all have a common thing. We all are seeking love. And this is a wonderful thing. These are things that we have to look and remember when we get back to our lives, to remember the love. And we're still in Ephesians 5. Let's look at 1 and 2. Ephesians 5 and verse 1. "Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma." Now, if not thinking of God's laws and how he wants us to be, that's one thing to think of, is Christ gave himself for us. And in Galatians 2:20, let's turn over to Galatians 2. "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." If there's anything else that we think about to try to overcome problems that we may have, our quick-to-judge attitudes, our quick-to-anger attitudes, we think of this. Christ lives in us. And if we walk around like a lion seeking to devour, Christ isn't going to live in us. We're going to lose the Spirit. And then we'll have death. We'll die with the world. The other thing we have to remember is we have to be sympathetic. We're sympathetic towards each other. Jesus did die to save the whole world, not just us. We have to remember that people don't have God's Spirit. They don't have the edge that we do. They don't have the strength that we do. So we have to remember that, be sympathetic. And we are lights to this world. We were called out to be lights. And being a light is not just holding the door for someone, saying thank you, or leaving a big tip. It comes from the heart. You know, we have to do this thing willingly and unconsciously, really, unconsciously. It has to become this way to us to be love, to be love. So when we go back into the world, into our lives, I have a challenge for everyone and myself. That's going to be a big challenge for me. I don't know if I can do it. But as we go through our day, just pick a few days here and there and write down how many times our attitude caused us to sin. You know, a quick judgment caused us to sin. Write it all down. Send it to me. And whoever had the most, right, I'm going to give it to Mr. Harris. So that's our challenge. Be spiritually minded and try to try to count that. That's just for fun.